This is Arthur. How may I help you?
Hi, who's this?
This is Arthur. Arthur.
Oh, Arthur, hi. My name is Brian Pyle, and I'm looking at getting a website designed. I wondered what it all entailed, the total cost, all that type of stuff. I don't know much about it.
Okay.
We're a mortgage company. We're looking to, we've had a website before, but we're looking to revamp it. Ideally use it for leads. But that's kind of where we're at.
Right, makes sense. Well, in that case itself, we usually have the fresh consultation team that is basically dealing with the initial consultations. I'm usually a secondary, I usually look after the majority of our accounts. So here's what I can do. I could definitely tell you, but let me just check with the fresh team and see if they're available. Otherwise, I will I will do all the due diligence for you, and then I will help you with that entire process. Would that work?
Yeah, and Arthur, if you do a website, and then is there? I'm sure there's probably a separate cost for developing the website and a separate cost for SEO and a separate cost for maintenance on it and all that stuff. I'm trying to get kind of the picture of the whole package, and obviously it's important to me that we're able to edit it, for small changes, like a personnel change or something like that.
Right, makes sense. So usually with a route like that, you're obviously looking at, we're first of all looking at understanding your requirements to be specific. Since this is going to be a website redesign, it's important that we first of all figure out what is the reason behind the redesign itself. So start off by telling me exactly why are you exactly looking to get a redesign done and what are your goals and objectives with the website itself?
Well, like I said, we want to get more leads for our mortgage business.
Okay.
More leads, both direct, meaning, to the customer, and also probably third party, like business to business. We want to interact with financial planners to get referrals from their clients to people we could help.
Right, makes sense. Therefore, the intent behind, getting the redesign done is to actually make sure that you're driving more leads and customers from the website itself and using multiple techniques. You probably, since you've mentioned SEO, I'm pretty sure that you're familiar with how an SEO campaign would work and how it could actually generate a good amount of customers for you. So here's what we can do. We could definitely talk about this. Let me just confirm with Chris, and I'll be right with you. Just give me 10 seconds,
sure.
Okay? Perfect. Give me a moment.
Mm-hmm. Hi. How you doing? Hey, Brent.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm well.
Good.
Hi, Dan. How
are you? Happy New Year.
Go ahead, say again.
Happy New Year to you, too. So, how may I assist you today?
Good. I was looking into doing a new website, and I wondered what the cost was, for everything, the design service, the SEO, the maintenance, all that stuff, hosting, all that stuff.
Uh-huh, lovely. So I can assist you with that. Would you mind, answering, a few questions for me? What is the business about, and what do you actually do?
Sure. We're a mortgage company, and we're looking for the website to give us more leads in two ways. One, direct from the customers that want mortgages, as well as, kind of a professional-to-professional, business-to-business model where we're able to reach third-party business clients that can refer their clients to us as well.
Lovely, lovely. So how long have you been in business, by the way, for mortgage?
A long time, 30 years.
30 years, that's a long time. Okay, so in regards to a website, have you had any experience in the past of building a website, or is it a fresh one for you?
We've had a little bit of experience, but looking to redo the whole thing.
Lovely, which means you have an existing site for you already.
Yes.
Okay, great. So may I know what platform are you looking forward to have the website done on? Is it on WordPress or custom-made?
Well, I want something that we can easily edit on our side. So I'm kind of thinking that's WordPress, but I don't know the limitations of WordPress.
Okay, so the editability is not that big of a problem, because even if you like go for custom, the backend dashboard custom is made like obviously as per your requirements. So technically, maintaining that website is not that big of an issue as well. So if you're looking forward, because WordPress, yes, I agree with your point that it has like some limited like restrictions on it, and it restricts you like in order to like expand your website. Okay, so going for custom platforms enable you to like put in any kind of like functionalities and like plugins and all sort of other stuff which you require for your business and expand it on the future as well. So technically, you're working on two aspects right now. One is like choosing the best platform for your website right now, which because they're it's leading to further more changes on it, okay? Because you're like currently looking forward for like leads, SEO, marketing, and a lot of things. So we would be carefully choosing a platform which would be allowing you to do these things in future as well. Because if you have an extensive website and it's built on WordPress and it's doing well for you in starting, but expansion, like going down the road 6 months, like 12 months or 8 months, okay, it's not allowing you to like do the SEO in the correct manner, okay? It's not allowing you to like market your business in the right manner. So it's a waste of like money as well, I would say. So choosing the right platform for your business is the best like solution to like start by it and then focus on the next thing. So if in case I get disconnected with you, may I have your name, please?
Sure, it's Brian.
Brian.
Yeah.
And your
Brian
contact
Pyle.
Number? Brian Tau.
949-440-2002.
Okay.
2002.
Okay, that's great. So, Brian, if you would just allow me, I'm on my heartphone right now. If you can, like, just give me 10 seconds, I can, like, transfer you to my headphones, and it would be much easier for me to communicate with you that way.
Yeah, that's fine.
Give me one moment.
Mike, I'm probably going to be at this for a while. Yeah, I had to sort this stuff out.
We need help with anything?
Not right now. I appreciate it, though.